Rashi and Kufir Aleph and Aleph at the bottom. The Mem of the Rav, three lines from the bottom. Remember the Rav, Bekulei Shabbos Tir Lake Rav Shimon. So Rashi just said that the Mor is asking a general question. He tell me that Rav is going to be Mekel like Rav Shimon, and by Shabbos we see that Rav is Machmer. Tosha says that's, you know, it's a bit sort of a dinim, you know, like, you know, they're not totally zebazet. Tosha says if you're in Elamai, you're looking that you do find Chumra and Kula in Rav, and there's other places you could have asked for him. Hi, Mr. Raya. Baggage kerchim bebarza chobas al cheres. The barza is the spigot which you put into the chobas. The chobas was made out of, their barrel was made out of earthenware, and you put in the spigot. So so when you break the hole, in the neck of shova, it wasn't perfectly smooth hole. You'd have to fill it up with this baggage. So it's also to stick it in on Yom Tov. Also, the haduke be'nekev mishum skita, because the problem of skita. V'av agav v'lo kemachavin liyischeit, v'im lo v'no kavona, it's also. Amal l'sir like Rav Shimon v'dav v'shenim miskavin. So v'dav v'shenim miskavin, he holds it to be Yehuda. The Mor says, no, that's a case of psik reisha. Tosfos grapples with over here, exactly what was this skita involved. Tosfos starts in Amal Aleph, continues on the days. We're familiar with two types of schita. There's one type of schita which is told of malabin. The malabin, the malach of malabin is cleaning something. So as if you have water in a garment and you squeeze out the water, as you're squeezing out the water, you're taking out some of the dirt which is in there. So that's the malach of malabin. Tosfos assumes that malach of malabin should only apply to water, as opposed to any other liquid which you're dealing with. It's not cleaning it; it's making it dirty. There's another malach of sechel which goes under the umbrella of dosh. Dosh is when you have the grain is attached to the stalk, and you break it off of the stalk. So you squeeze out a liquid out of the grape. You squeeze out, so it's breaking off the oichel, or the mashka over here, from its parent, which is holding it. It's like breaking the kernel off of the stalk. That's the Gemara later on. That's only considered a malacha if the liquid which is coming out is being used, we have a case with tarach leibud, so you can't say you're breaking off the oichel, the item that you want, from its parent, and what's coming out is not being used at all. So it talks about later on. It talks about a case where a person would pickle something, you know, in a brine, and then later on they run. So then you take your pickled tomato, and you want to squeeze out. There's too much liquid, and you squeeze out the juice. The juice is just going to be thrown out. So that is not going to be the malacha of seichel, because you're not going to use that juice. And it actually says, more so that's actually mutter. So what exactly is the schita here which we're dealing with? So Tosfos is mechadesh that there are certain wines where betzim, there is a malacha of malabein involved in it, as it's squeezing out, it's cleaning it, etc. I guess some of your dry wines, which you don't have, you know, it's not sugary, etc., you would have that. They didn't usually use it, as it says, because it would, might say, would leave a reyach and a coloring, but now that you're doing it, it would be shy at the process of malabe, and once it's in there, squeezing it out, you are cleaning it out by squeezing it out. The cleaning over here is the baggage.
Right. So
every malach of malabin, the cleaning is as you squeeze it out, so the water which comes out takes X out the dirt with it.
Right.
So that's a malach of malabin. So it says that by I would not necessarily use a wine as an agent for cleansing because it's going to leave a color and it's going to leave a smell, but at the same time, it is a cleansing agent. It can function as a cleansing agent. So if I would, if that situation was in there when I'm squeezing it out, I am cleaning something by during the squeezing process. Right.
So use a clean piece of paper to start with.
What?
There's no dirt to
it. That would, you know, we
you just say,
we don't differentiate in halacha the path, right, because, you know.
But now according
so we wouldn't be geyser, the cases where there's a gzeira, you can't. So, in other words, so Tosafot says, you have gemaras we talk about, you can't, if you're carrying a sudder over a container of water, you can't do it and leave it on top to use it because it might fall in and you will come to squeeze it. Morris says, but if it's wine, it's not a problem. Because over there, obviously, the gzeira you might come to yisachid it is less because your skeet is to clean it out. Well, anyways, it'll end up with the smell and with that. So the gzeira isn't, but if you actually would do it, you know, obviously he's putting it on top means he doesn't mind that it's going to get some liquid from it. Just by water, the chashash is okay. I can squeeze it out now and have a nice, I'll have a nice clean thing. So I might come to be soichet. Whereas by wine, the motivation isn't there. But if you would do it, it would be a chiyuv. So the zera shema also the skita you don't have, but the actual issue of skita you would have. We clean it out. You're cleaning the item.
You're not doing it.
Well, you have the kasha every time you have a cigarette, it's always mochin tzivugubah. Unless it's cigarette de nichala, you badafka want it, it's mochin tzivugubah. That's the kasha that I told you, the Ben Rambam asked the kasha. I mean, we. Right. Okay. So far we have Rav passing like our mission, like Rav Shimon, that the Kol Bnei Yisrael are Kol Bnei Malachim, and which is the Kula we have. And we have Rav's so far possibly yes like Rav Shimon. Hi, but Vahomer of Kiyah Barashi, Omer Rav, Halacha Kir of Yehuda. Vahomer Barami, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Kir of Shimon. And we have that he's saying Halacha of Yehuda, but Dorsh and Miskav, and that it's also. And Mark continues that Rav Kiyah Bar Oven, Maslow below Gavri. He has the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, them saying directly, not people quoting them in their name, but you know, Rav Chiya bar Ashi in the name of Rav and Rav Chanan bar Ami in the name of Shmuel, but rather Rav Omar Halacha Kirbi Huda, Shmuel Omar Halacha Kirbi Shimon. So we see Rav passing like Kirbi Huda. So according to Rashi, you see Rav is Machar right by Shabbos. According to Tosis, who learned the issue here was connecting into Darshan of Iskabin. So, Rab Hazan Lashem Yehuda, that's also, so how did it send Rab over there? Ella, Amarava, Aniva Risha Bechabura, Targemino, I and the Risha Bechabura explain this. And who was the Risha Bechabura? The line of the Chabura, the head of the Chabura, who was that? Was Rav Chiya bar Oven. Halacha Rav Shimon, Balav Mitamei. So, Rav is passing like Rav Shimon, but not based on Rav Shimon's reasoning. My halacha k'rav Shimon v'lo matameh. What does it mean, the halacha k'rav Shimon, but not for his reasoning? Ilei halacha k'rav Shimon d'shari. Rav Shimon says that Shemen v'eret is mutter because kol b'nei kol yisol all of Kaisos is b'nei malachim him, and therefore Shemen v'eret is acceptable. That's the halacha. But not for the same reason as Rav Shimon said. Why? The other Rav Shimon sover masi. Rav sover loy masi. Rav says that it's not used for healing purposes. So if it's not used for healing purposes, so it's regular oil. You're allowed to use it. So it's expensive oil. So you're allowed to use that also. The most that can't be sover Rav loy masi. Rav holds it doesn't heal. But Benikton, he says b'nei malachim sochon agabim akuseim. The b'nei malachim would put it on their wounds. They push him in verid mechal demasi. Apparently it heals. Ella halacha k'rav Shimon the shori. It's like Rav Shimon that's mutter, but not for Rav Shimon's reason. Why? Dilu Rav Shimon sover avagav d'lo shchiach is shori. Even though in general people do not use it, cause it's expensive, etc., people don't use it, it's still permitted. And there is, and for the people who do use it, they use it for refuah purposes. It's not so common they use it for refuah purposes. But that's still mutter, because had Kleisler had the money, they would be using it. That's not called, it's for refuah purposes. But Rav says, ishchiach in, money. Ishchiach in, v'lo ishchiach loy. So Rav says that the only why it's mutter because the place where they live, where Shemaver was very common, so everybody was using it. But it's not common, so only people which were very rich would use it. And everybody else would only use it for the purposes of refuah, so it's nikah for refuah. But Rav said the Rav, shchiach mishcha devarda. So Shemen Vered was common in the place where Rav lived. So he says, I have a problem with using it.
I wonder if it's because they were wealthy there or because it was just in sort of larger supply and cheaper.
Okay, I don't know. That's an economist's question. Okay, so Grashi. Halacha k'rav Yehuda, second line on the top over there. Amalus, you're like k'rav Shimon, but Darshani Miskami. You see, the halacha l'maisa, Rav said the halacha k'rav Yehuda. So the Mor says some people say over this statement, "Beli Gavri, Masil al Apuk the Rabbi Shmuel, Beloy Amaroyim Ha'omim Mishmom." This Rukhi Bar Oven has Rabbi Shmuel saying their halacha without anybody else quoting them as saying that. Oh, hey, Masim Nechel Kupa, it was they themselves who had this machloikis. Whether. Targum Mino. The Rav of the Rav. So we said the Morris will explain that the reason why there's not a steer between the two Ravs, the Rav passing like Rav Shimon or Mishnah and the Rav over here, is Halacha Rav Shimon the Shori B'Shemin Veri. He passing Rav Shimon that Shemin Veri is Muta. Abba Lomi Tamei Dein Hatam Kedvor. The reasoning is different reason totally. Morris says, what exactly is that? The other Rav Shimon Sover Masi Afilu Hachi Shori Dein Lacham. So Rav Shimon's lum this is the Chazal are not going to have a situation for the B'nai Malachim who are richer and they use it for purposes other than refuah, so it's mutter, it's not nikr. For everybody else it's us. That we're not going to do. We're going to either make it osur totally or mutter totally. And since by the B'nai Malachim it's logic it should be mutter, and we would like to perceive Kleisel as B'nai Malachim, that's really what they deserve to be. So we're going to use the heter from the name of Lachim for all of Klai Yisrael. That's the lumnus in Rav Shimon. And you tell me, Rav holds it doesn't heal. That's not true. Mechal Damasi. We see it does heal. I feel the Tanakama. The Elav Damasi, the Ma'itzuchle. If it wasn't healing, why were they putting on their wounds? Morris says, Elamai, the reason why it's, Rav Shimon said it's Mutav, Agav Dolishkiach, Shemin Verad, Bimakai Moshe Zeh, Hasach Bimenu. The one who's using it right now in this place, it's an expensive place. It's expensive. But Dabam Yikarim is inexpensive. But people say, it's for refuah purposes. Still, Rav Shimon is Mechadar Shari. And they would deserve such items. Rehuda Aisha, this is the Mucha Milsa. Rehuda says, because it's obvious that it's being used for refuah purposes. Rav Namik Rav Yehuda Sirli, also Rav Yehuda that it's Muchamils is a problem. But Elabim Mekarmai Hu Deshari, Rav was Matzah, where Rav lived, the Shkiyach, the Sochin, Shem and Verit, were Muchamils. By him, Shem and Verit was used regularly, and therefore it wasn't obvious that it was being used for four purposes. Hadam Shemon Ashrotzim, it's at the Mishnah.
If Rav Paskins Shimon Dov Shem Skavim,
Rav Hasan like Rabbi Yehuda.
I mean, like Rabbi Yehuda.
So if you remember, we had back at the beginning of Bama Malikin that the Mor says by Rabbi Kos that Kamil Demar Avik Rav Barmihani Tlas. There's three things that he didn't follow Rav. One of them was by Rav Shimon by Safsal, the case of the Grey Rav. The Rosh is coming. I just happened to see that Gemara a few weeks ago. That's why it's fresh in my memory. Reluk Shorim, Shechem Aleim. So the famous machlokes in the Rif in the Rif Rambam against Rashi. Rosh. What are the different types of Shorim, Gabi Halacha? So the Rambam learns that there are two criteria to having a Kesher Deraisa. It has to be, number one, a kesher shel umnin, which means it has to be have some level of expertise in making it, that you need an umnin to make it. Halachically, we're machmer, that maybe any double night has a status of kesher shel umnin, because we're not sure exactly what kesher shel umnin means. But the Rambam says, out of the right level, kesher umnin, kesher of an umnin, and it's shel kiyamet, he's doing it as a permanent knot. Also, machlokes what the definition of shakayama is. Is permanent mean? Like in the Mishkan, and it might be totally in where you learn the kosher from in the Mishkan. Was kosher the kosher? The two things which there was the worm there, and you had to take it out, and you had to retie the two ends. Was it the tying and untying of the nets? Right. Which that wasn't Shakayama Lalamboy. More comes out Maskana that the source for it was that when they would go to trap the Chalazon, they used to make nets. And sometimes they'd have to extend one net and shorten one net and extend another net so that there was Kershon, there was Matu. That's what you had it in the Mishnah. Now that wasn't necessarily going to stay so because you might 3 weeks from now switch it back the other way. This net will get more and less and less and more. The Mor says the source for the Malacha of Kosher and Matur and the Mishkan, the final Maskan of the Gemara, wasn't from the Urias, rather it was from the nets they used to capture the Chalazon. And sometimes they'd have to extend the net, extend one net and shorten one. They'd borrow the rope from net A and shorten it and attach it to net B. Rashi over here says, Rashi, interestingly enough, Rashi says the source is from the Urias. So, right. Okay. So the Rambam says the criteria is number one, the Kesher Umlin, and number two, Kesher Shakayama. Rashi. So if you have both, it's Chayav. If you have one of the two, it's also Mirabot. And you have neither one, it's Mutter. Rashi, that's clear. There are three different levels. The Gemara can say there are certain charm which are also the Raisa, Patav Loser, and Mutter. Rashi says there's no two criteria. The only criteria is Kesher Shakayama. Normally Kesher Umin was Shakayama, but the criteria is Kesher Shakayama. And if it's Lekayama Lelem Voed, that's the Raisa. If it's for some period of time, extend the period of time, whatever that is, it's the Rabbanan. If it's going to be, you're going to matter it in a very short period of time, 24 hours, one sheet holds 7 days, that's mutter. That's Rashi only has three madrigas, only has one criteria, and that creates three madrigas. So the Mishnah says, these are the charm of the person of Skyvan. It says, Kesher HaGamalin, Kesher HaSaponim. Kesher which the camel drivers use, and the Kesher which the Saponim, which the sailors use. It applies to the Malach of Kesher, applies to the Malach of Matir. A Kesher, which is an Isser to make, is an Isser to be Mat. Remeir Armer, excuse me, Kol Kesher Shehu Yochel Hatir Ba'achas Miyadav, Ein Chayav Anolav. If it's loose enough, the person can remove the Kesher with one hand. Not Chayav, Remeir says. Shekrash Ve'elik Sharm, Hamanuyim Ba'ovas Malachis. We said the going back to the Mishnah of Lamed has Malachis. So we're going through and explaining what my ones. And so the Rashi Bible, what's the word ve? And these are the kshorim. And these are the kshorim. Like the what? Or what are you connecting back to? So you're connecting back to the Mishnah 9 Gimel. It says, HaKesher Matar, Shekesher Shekayama. So these are the kshorim we're talking about. Kesher Kayama, Shekayama, Einoi Matira Lo'olam. Just like the case where you have the threads of the ureas which snapped, you tie them back together again. So, which is a kesher shakayam, it's staying there forever. So over here also, it's one which you have no intent to untie. You're going to leave it obviously you leave it forever. You know, the item you're doing it might may not be something which is going to last forever, right? She spoke about this in Sukkah on Lama Gimel, where the brother right from the Morbid, like Toyova from the Tzitzel Yezu, discusses that a prominent someone used to have a two-piece syringe, and they would put put the two together and then discard it afterwards. So it was shel kayama in the sense that it was going to last, but it wasn't really going to last because you're going to throw it out in a minute. But you're going to throw it out with the two parts together again, you know, staying together. So now when they separate them. But then they did it together. So Sicily Yazar discussed that question when they would make these disposable syringes and put it together and then leave it as such. Is that called Shalkayama? Not Shalkayama. Because you're throwing it out, so you don't care if it stays together. You have no one choose Badafka saying it's going to be, but on the other hand, you're not taking it apart. Your plan is to leave it like this around the mud. It's based on Rav over there in the Sugyan Lama Gimelim in the Sukkah, it's the Raya that it was also. It was called Shalkayama. He says, the definition of Nak Shakyama is you're ain't a material oilam, you're not planning to untie it. If you're not planning to untie it, that's it. It's called Shakyama. Even if the whole lifespan of the item is not, is whatever. Kesha Gamama, Kesha Zapanim, we can remember Farish Luhun Moros, explain what those are. Kahu Kaiba Terin, could you feed him the Klau Godel, it's Yodicha Chalazin. They sometimes untie knots. So now Rashi is saying, Malach of Matir, we learn from the Chalazon. The Malach of Kaisher, we learn from the Chuta Yerias. The Mor didn't say that over there in Ein Hei. It's not tight. So you can untie it with one hand. Ein Chayav Malav. I feel also look at him, even though you plan to leave it like this, it's tight enough that it can stay and it's gonna stay. I don't care, but since it can be untied by one hand, it's not us. In other words, my kesher hagamal my kesher asapanim. What exactly does it mean these two kshar? Ilay katra. So Rashi explains basically they would pierce the camel's nose and put a ring through there of rope, and they would tie it and make a loop, and then when they would want to lead the animal or tie him down wherever it is, they would put a second rope through the loop of the first one and tie it there. So we're referring to kesher gemalim kesher. They're referring to the loop in the animal's nose, so that's there forever. It puts it in, it stays there, and the flesh grows around it, it holds out, I mean, it's there. Or we're talking about the rope which he's tying onto it, which is there for the period of tying up the animal for the night, there for whatever, or for leading the animal on the trip, and then he might remove it. So what kesher are you referring to? The same thing by Sephonim, you have the same idea. You have the loop, the rope which you use as the loop which is attached permanently to the boat, and then you have the rope which you then attach to that to anchor it or to dock it. So what are you referring to? Ilay mekitra the katri bizmama, the kitra the katri beis terida. So if you're talking about the rope that you're putting through the, into the loops, the loop of the boat and the loop of the camel. So haikesh hashen shakayamahu. This not doesn't last. I mean, it's for 2 days and then you're untying it. Ela kitra this mama gufe is to read the gufe. Talking about the knot which is knotted in the rope which is put into the animal's or it's attached to the ship and it's supposed to stay there. So that the kitra shakayamahu, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says it's chayiv. Sakrashi is mama. Menaka and lanaka bechaitma. So menaka was like a white camel, which was a little more rebellious. So they put a hole through its chaitim, through the nostrils. Menosin bought tabashal, so they put a ring there made out of rope material. The kosher saw they would tie it up over there. Remedishom, a lot of them it stays there forever. Kosher writes to the kosher the behema. You want to now attach something to the behema. So what you do is kosher ritzu arucha ba'isa tabas. You put a second rope into that loop which is there already. The kosher, well, you tie it up over there. With palmer mitzvah material, then you sometimes you detach that. Kitra the kachar b'zmama zel hakesher haritzua shekoshin b'tabas. So that the knot which you're knotting and the ropes that you're putting through the loop which is there already. Is terida gam hukein kimin tabas shoysin min. It was also the form of a ring. There's also a ring which they would put into the ship. It's in a boat. Shabarosh, I skipped a line. Shosimina alkal, I mean, Ratsuwa Shabaneka, Shabarosh, Asina. I'm not sure what min alkal means. No, I'm sure I don't know what that means. I know how alkal is used in different places. I'm not sure how it means. The use of your alkal we had was by the base of Bad. The big mass in the middle was called the Ukul. Yeah, so but that doesn't apply over here. It's some form of some type of things you could use to make a loop and tie it into the ship. Or alternatively, it means if there's another opening in the, which it's referring to, I'm not sure what it's referring to. You make me an Ukul in Ritsua, so something like some type of a reed or something like that. You make a loop. The neck of Shabarosh Asina would go through the hole at the front of the ship. That loop then stays there forever. You want to tie up the boat. You'd put a second rope through that loop which is there, which stays there permanently. And you tie it up for that period of time. You put it through that tabas, and you tie up the ship with that. You're literally make it stand still. And you want to then let the ship go, so you untie it and then untie the knot and take the rope out. So it's not shakayama. So more answers. Sorry, kitra the kachar beistarida kesher ritzu arucha. That's the loop that you're looping into the loop which is already there. This is now you're looping another one into that. The Morris says, no, we're talking about the loop of the Zmama itself. That's there forever, it's permanent. And the loop of the street, I'm not sure what you're supposed to call it, but what could we call it? The boat loop, I don't know, the loop which stays in the boat permanently.
You call it here the ship's ring.
Ship's ring, thank you. Okay. So the more remeremer called kesher, which you, any kesher you can untie with one hand, it's not a good kesher. So is remeremer's point that it has to be? It's only chayiv if you tied it tightly. It wasn't coming to discuss different types of knots. And what Jews are coming to discuss the issue of how tight you're tying the knot. That's the Mora's question.
Does it create a hetter, or it's just
drabonim? It's not chayiv. That's the drabonim, yeah.
I'm sorry?
The drabonim pasha is still being.
So it's still be also
the drabonim? Yeah, yeah. Spoiler Rav Achdavuye, Achuye de Mar Acha. So Rav Achdavuye, the brother of Mar Acha, has a question. So if you have a bow, according to the mayor, what's the loch? So there was a case, you have a bow, maho. So what's the shalat? Time of the mayor, mishum the yachal tirvachas mi yadav hu, vahana mi yachal hatiroi. You can untie a bow with one hand. So that's it. Now Dilma, time of the mayor, mishum the loy mihadik, Romero's point was it wasn't tied tightly. So eventually it's going to fall apart. So it's lacking in the kayoma element, and that's Romero's point. It wasn't discussing indications of types of knots which can be untied by one. It's indication of the permanent aspect of it. Well, that's the reasoning. Mahanik, a bow can stay. So we're trying to understand what Romero's point was. The more answers take, we're not sure what Romero's point is. Grasha and Eva, Mahatka Shapra, you have a case of a bow, but you tied it well. It's going to stay there. You know, it's not. So it can be untied by one hand, not because it was lacking in what you made. What you made was fine for its function. So the mayor is sure. That's Mahawat Salah. Okay, Mishnah continues. Yesh l'chog short and chain chayom and aleyah. There are certain chayom which are not chayim, kakesher, hagamalim, kakesher, hasaponim, like the knots which you mentioned above, which the person is chayim on. There are some which are not chayim on. But those are patra l'osir. It says they're not chayiv. It means it's still osir. And the Mishnah continues and says, but there are certain knots which they were matter totally. Kasheris isha mafteh chaluka. She's allowed to tie. Rashi says they had some type of like a tunic which they would, I'm assuming they wear over something. But you would be tying together the right. Side over the left shoulder, the left side over the right shoulder, and you would tie it together. It's not going to last. She's going to untie it in the near future. So, she's allowed to tie together the two parts of her cholik, of her garment. And she's allowed to tie together the swacha is the hair covering. So the strings which were attached to that, you allow again, they're not shakayam, but you don't any item which you know a person would tie that the derech is to leave it tied when you take it off, then you'd have a problem. Because then it's going to be shakayam more than 24 hours. And there's even a, like a gzeira type of thing that you're not going to, we asked her the things which people would normally leave. Shouldn't be making them because a person might decide to leave it. The thing with the derech is to. So if I always, I think this. I make a bow. On Shabbos, and the derech is. I'm my shul, but I never on time my shul. I always just kick them off. That's it. With the bow on. Punkt this Shabbos the bow. Came apart and he had to redo the bow, but that bow is going to stay there because he doesn't untie the bow. Yeah. So that's a problem of they don't ask exer towards that, but that itself would be a problem if that's your derech. You can't make that bow the chavchila if your derech is to leave it there. We say you're as far as I know, we're planning. You're not planning to leave it to untie it. Makes it's one of the problems, yeah.
Because one problem. Let's say you have a pair of shoelaces that never stays tight. They never stay tight. They're constantly coming untied, so you got to feel like you've got double, double bowl. So that they don't come undone.
Double knot.
Or a double knot. I call them double bow, but you know, jobs. I have a fear that never stays tied for 20 seconds.
Right, so the permanence issue you don't have. Then you have to deal with the other issue, which is the Rambam Shita, is that there's another issue, which there's an issue of the Rabbanon making what's called a Kesher Umun. And the Rambam says that the definition of Kesher Umun for our purpose is we don't know what Kesher Umun means. Anything which we call double knot, which means knotting it, is considered Kesher. We have to Kesher that's called Umun.
And that would be?
Any type of regular knot.
Allowable or not allowable?
Usher.
Usher.
Yeah. Wouldn't be chayev, but it wouldn't be usher. Now, there... okay. So, gives an example of chutei svacha, b'shal paskir was the belt. The paskir was like a belt. And there was strings which would tie that. Ritzuris middle of a sandal. Ritzuris the middle of the sandal. These things are mutter. Notice Yan v'shemen. They had their flasks, and they would tie up the mouth of the flask for oil and for wine. Fteir shabasser, and they used to actually tie something over the pot. Rosh minyakav recursion if they have behema bishul shalatetsi. A lot of tie up the animal; it shouldn't run away. Just Rashi yishlach charm she'ein chiyam aleim chatos and achayfad this kamer shechiyam al kesher gemalim. The first which said these are ones you're chayim kesher gemalim. There's some which are not chayim. What's that criteria to make meet the rule of Esther? Then there's certain things which are mutter of techel, because she's not her garment. Commercialization the galochim that the priests have. Kain l'shernus l'kan has straps on each side. Mekoshin shall yamin because if small, the right one goes over the left shoulder. Michelle Smoke because of Yemin, the left one goes over the right shoulder. The Kim the Khal Yama Sharla, the Derek was untied every single day, lay domi immediately Keshesh HaKiyama, Umut to the Khalkhila. So it's not Keshesh HaKiyama at all, and therefore it's mut. Or it's Keshesh HaKiyama is Kai. If it's like a Keshesh HaKiyama, it's us. If it's not even like a Keshesh HaKiyama at all, then it's mut. Savcha is Kaifa. In general, so the Rambam brings two shittas. One shita is 24 hours, and then he brings another shita which is mekhel even up to a week. But where chavchila we're machmer even, you know, 24 hours is the chavchila. But at least you be very careful. But if you tie your shoes in the morning, you better make sure you untie them. What's the Shabbos? That's the. So you left it for 24 hours. That you know, I'll do that.
That's a big
one. Okay, and it's also in the Gaya untying Friday night. If you know, the guy didn't untie his shoes on Thursday. If he decides he wants to untie them Friday night, well, they've been there, it's been there for 24 hours. Okay. What? So you're safe?
Yeah.
Savcha is Kaifa. Mishal Psakya, Ezer Rocha was a wide belt. For chut and tliyin, but Russia there was strings at the end. The Kershav had to tie it up. Recurring finders. Notice Yain Shal Yor, they're made out of flask of leather. Shekhov and PM, Recursion, they could bend over the edge and then they could tie it up. They're supposed to put him in Shekhov beg of the PM. Sometimes they would tie a garment over the top of the pot. To keep something in, etc. She ought to do that. Krishna said, "Behema, chevel, bereich of a pesach." So he says that. But when Yaakov said, "You're allowed to tie up something in front of the animal; it shouldn't go out." You can tie some rope across the entrance to block it; that shouldn't be able to get out. Furthermore, kasha hokuv kasha. There seems to be a steer over here. Amar yesh k'sharim shen chayam aleihem k'kesher gemalim k'kesher saponim. There's certain k'sharim which are not chayim. So we dash chiyuvu hu deleka ha'yisraik. It's not chayim, but it's also. Then the Mishnah continues and tells me, and v'harik tani k'sher v'tishim avtechaluchi avchelachelchi. You're allowed to tie the garment. So I'm confused. How do we read the Mishnah? It starts off saying these, and there are these are the k'sharim which are chayim. These are, then the shurim which are not chayivan, and these are an example. You're allowed to do it. But what are you allowed to? You just told me that's oster. The man says, "Achik tani, achik gomer." Yes, k'sharim shein chayim aleihem k'kesher gemal and k'kesher saponim. There are certain k'sharim which you're not chayivan. What are those? My niu kitra the kachi bezmama v'kitra the kachi beist derisa. So, Kesher Gemalim, Kesher Zapodim was the loop which goes through the animal's nostrils, or the loop which goes, stays in the boat. That's Shakayam, etc. What about the one you attach to that? That's the Rabbanim. He would all that go, he's Sarik. Then the mission continues, the Hachi Kamer says, Yesh, Shemutar Nechaskila, my new. That's the case of the her garment. Kitu the kachabizmam as a grashi ritsu a rucha top rashi and kufi bezamadal. So a rucha shemachnisim betabas. So the long rope that you put through the loop, which is there already, is also chachil of the kosher shem. Nala tayt there in neish pomim shvinich shom shvua shrayim. You leave it there for a week or two. Rekosher umater. You leave it there, and you only do any untying and tying on the other end of that rope, where the rope which stays attached to the loop and the animal's nostril stays there.
After the
Shenosin ba'omud, Rosh Acher. Thank you. The other end, which is the one you tie to the post, so instead of untying the rope and leaving it on the post, you're going to leave the rope attached to the animal, untie the where it's attached to the post. And so that so means the rope stays there. With that which was holding the animal. Okay.